It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When it launched in 2007, Hulu.com was an early cord cutter's haven, a place to find premium television content online for free. It felt kind of like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer finally breaks the will of the cable guy trying to hunt him down to uninstall some free cable.
I know you're in there. I know you can hear me. You win, okay? You win! I can't do it anymore.
All you had to do as one of the company's 77 million viewers was put up with a few ads, okay, a lot of ads, to see Jane the Virgin or Last Man on Earth for free, or pay, like a reported 12 million users have, for Hulu Plus. Hulu now says it's only going to offer paid subscriptions. Thanks to a new deal, free TV shows will now be available at Yahoo's new streaming site, Yahoo View. In another online deal between two companies, Walmart made it official this week and announced it is buying Jet.com for its e-commerce mojo. Or, as Forrester retail analyst Sucharito Mupuru says, this is a move to fight Amazon and a $3 billion acqui-hire of Jet's mastermind, Mark Lurie.
If you were to, you know, just kind of make a list of who are the world-class e-commerce leaders that could actually create a business that could be competitive with Amazon, Mark and his team would be on that list.
Sucharito Mupuru of Forrester. According to Reuters, the Obama administration could be moving the Pentagon's Cyber Command, separating it from the NSA, and elevating its status within the military. Adam Siegel is director of the Digital and Cyberspace Policy Program at the Council on Foreign Relations. Adam, what does this mean for cyber defense and offense?
Well, for one, it puts more focus on use of cyber weapons and cyber offense, and also the separation of the NSA and Cyber Command could resolve some tensions, because NSA is an intelligence gathering agency, and sometimes its mission would be to collect information, while Cyber Command's mission would be to sometimes knock the networks offline or destroy them.
Might this lead to more cyber warfare coming from the U.S.?
It will certainly lead to the more willingness and ability to use it.
And we would imagine that would mean more use, right?
I think so. But I think also it's just going to put in more commanders' heads that cyber is a weapon that they can use. I think before, lots of times, if you're in the field or you're a combatant commander, cyber seems a slightly exotic weapon. You're not sure it's always going to work, and you may not have a good sense of what the possible outcomes will be, both positive and negative. This will, I think, give the actual combatant commanders a closer touch to the people that are commanding the cyber weapons and developing the cyber weapons, and so in the end may make them more willing to rely on them.
Adam Siegel is director of the Digital and Cyberspace Policy Program at the Council on Foreign Relations. Adam, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Ah, the customer protection plan. When buying a new product or service, do you pay the monthly fee in case of disaster, or do you live a life of danger? In Washington State, a monthly protection plan is the source of a $100 million case against cable provider Comcast. According to the Attorney General, the company said on its website that some services were covered by the plan, even though they were not. Dalia Jimenez is professor of consumer law at the University of Connecticut. Dalia, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
So this particular case in Washington State really focuses on a service protection plan. Can you talk generally about the idea of these protection plans?
Yeah. You know, it's not just in the sort of Comcast context. You might have seen it in the credit card context or heard about it, especially recently, since the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has sued some people over it.
Yeah.
The idea is that it's a kind of insurance. If something happens that might cost you some money right away, perhaps a large sum of money, you know, you pay a little bit over time in order to protect yourself from having to pay a big chunk at once. It's not regulated like insurance, though. It's just a contract. And so that's, I think, where some of the problems are. It's not really regulated.
The allegation here in part is that 2,000 customers between 2013 and 2015 tried to get maintenance under this $5 a month plan, but weren't able to because it was misleading.
Yeah. It apparently didn't cover what they thought they covered. It was sort of vague or overpromising in the what was told to the customer. And then in the fine print, it was revealed, if you read the fine print, which no one does, that actually the promises were empty promises. And not only that, you couldn't really tell this, but the AG is alleging that they actually, a lot of the things that were supposedly covered by this plan were actually already covered by the Comcast guarantee. So the customer would have never had to pay for this anyway.
You mentioned that a lot of us don't read the fine print. We all agree to lots of terms and conditions when we sign up for services like this, and we know we should read them, but we don't. Does that make us responsible for knowing the agreement?
Well, I would say not, really. It is not possible. Maybe at some point it was possible to read all the agreements that you enter into on a normal, day-to-day life. But it's just simply not possible to do that. So somebody else has to be doing it for us, in a sense. And that's the role of regulators.
Dalia Jimenez is a professor of consumer law at the University of Connecticut. Dalia, thanks a lot for chatting with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We want to know what protection plans you pony up for or not. Tell us at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.